Please adjust your volume to suit your listening needs. Starting in 3, 2, 1.
I'm slightly taller than you. I'm wearing red checkered flannelette pajama pants and my favourite striped cashmere sweater. My thin brown hair falls messily over my shoulders. I'm holding an old mug filled with boiling hot Russian tea. The steam rises in front of my face before dissipating around me. Though I'm tired and I may not say it, my tanned bronze face tells you that I'm glad to see you. I'm probably more of a hugger than you, but you get the sense it's an open invitation. We don't have to hug, but we can if you want. You can press pause. It's up to you. I put my mug down as you step towards me. We embrace in a hug. You place your arms around my upper back, my hands clasped together behind your neck. After a shared breath, we turn together, my right arm still resting behind your neck. We look into the distance. I get the sense this is a bittersweet moment for you. I can feel your mind trailing off into the future. I pull you back to the present with a soft squeeze. I know the experience of feeling such stress. I can only imagine what it feels like to set such high expectations of yourself that you're still disappointed, even when you do better than most. These high standards are what drive you, but don't let them crush you. I understand what you're feeling and understand why you're feeling it. You're exhausted when you've just begun, and you're frustrated when something's more difficult than you think it should be. Whatever happens will happen. It'll be done, and you'll get through this tough time. And I've got your back, no matter what.
I'm quite short, although I would never admit it. In fact, I get quite defensive when provoked about it and say I'm 2 full centimeters taller than the average height. I'm sitting cross-legged wearing my beloved Crocs and jean shorts, or jorts if you will. Tucked into my jorts, my t-shirt is a green that is neither light nor dark, with the words Think Geek scrawled across the chest in white letters. My straight brown hair stops just below my shoulders. It's soft and silky and has a subtle scent of vanilla. I have a petite nose and my eyes are very distinct due to the variation in color. The technical term is heterochromia. They're hazel on the edges and a deeper brown in the middle. I stand abruptly and fling my arms open. You think about pressing pause. You know I wouldn't judge you either way. You step forward, and I give you a hug that's a little firm and longer than average. Your head rests gently on top of mine. I shut my eyes. You absent-mindedly play with my hair. The smell of vanilla is unmistakable. You're not the only one who's afraid. I am too. I know you're scared right now that time will slip away before you even know what you want to do with it. It's okay. In fact, it's completely understandable. I get that way too sometimes. Tell you what, whenever you feel like this, give me a call and we'll figure out how to make the most of our time together.
I'm 7 foot tall. I'm wearing a fur coat, cashmere scarf, and fluffy white slippers because I can. I'm buff. I have a pair of reading glasses perched on top of my head, though I rarely use them. My nails are bitten and my knuckles are dry. I should probably moisturize more. I give a small nod. Feel free to press pause. You step forward and we hug. You imagine this is what it would feel like to be hugged by the rock, wrapped in cotton wool. My body's warmer than yours and you absorb some of the heat. We hug for as long as you want. Even though I'm bigger than you, you make me feel protected. By the way, America scares me too. I'm not sure what will happen with everything going on over there, but let's worry together. It's fine for us to be afraid, though it doesn't mean we can't stay positive. Let's hope that love will win out.
I'm about a head shorter than you. I'm wearing a cozy jumper. I feel like I already trust you, implicitly. My hands open slightly to show you I could use a hug, but press pause if it's too much. You move closer to me. I slowly sink my head into your shoulder. Your chin gently brushes against my short brown hair. My chocolate brown eyes are obscured. You wrap your arms around me and pat my back. We share a comforting warmth between us. I really understand what it's like to worry about letting people down, to worry about letting yourself down. I know because I feel that way, a lot. I can tell you have really high standards of yourself because you want to make a difference. You want to help, and that makes you amazing. But even amazing people have bad days. And when you do, remember, you're not alone. You're not bad or broken for feeling like this.
I'm slightly shorter than you. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt that's tucked in at the front. I think it's called a French tuck. My perfume makes me smell like flowers. My hair is long and curly, and most of it rests over my shoulders. I'm always smiling, but it's not forced. I'm looking into your eyes because I want to connect. Hopefully I don't come across as pushy. I'm here if you want. Please press pause if you're unsure or uncomfortable. You step forward into my arms. I hug you tightly. Our heads gently rest on each other's right shoulder. I feel at peace and you feel safe. We're in no rush to let go. All you can do is try your best. Your effort is what matters. Your curiosity to find your interest and to be interested in other people. Your attempt to push yourself. There will always be someone who doesn't see it. People blinded by results. But every mistake is a lesson, and the way you dedicate yourself to learning from them is what makes you great.
I'm tall. I'm cool. I'm wearing epic sunglasses and my favorite denim jacket. I'm drawing a cartoon about a robot ninja with flamethrowers for hands. They're about to go on a rampage, but that can wait. You can press pause too whenever you'd like. I drop my pencil and stand up. As you step forward, I sweep you up in a hug and swing you round and round. Your feet return to the floor, but we're still spinning. It's silly, but that's what makes it amazing. I know what fear is. Fear is someone in your family getting sick. It's losing your best friend. Or getting attacked by an octopus with chainsaws stuck to its tentacles. I'll never judge you for being afraid, but I will help you snap back to the present, even if I have to do a backflip.